Today is a day to remember those who have died. Those who've died in war and in conflicts around the world. But also to keep before each one of us vital truths concerning the past, the present, and the future. Today is the day when the past comes into focus, and for a little while at least, we stop thinking about the immediate and the now, and possibly the dreams and fears of the future. But we look back and remember how we got here. How did we get to this place? We remember those who died. The names of many of both the soldiers and, in the case of our community, the civilian victims of the war in 1914 to 1918, 1939 to 1945 are written on the cenotaph and on the plaque in the church. We remember those who are caught up in war. We might think back to the victims of the Holocaust, and we pray that such things should never happen again. Although we know that on a smaller scale, in other countries then and now, they still continue to. But we should think also back to the refugees who fled for their lives, being sent from pillar to post, unwanted, but victims of war just as much as the soldiers. Victims of humanity's inhumanity. We need to remember the potential for evil that lies within the heart of each one of us. Throughout history, it has been people like us, like me and like you, who did not stand up and say no, either to hatred or to greed or to fear. Most war stems from hatred and greed and fear. And the potential for this lies within the heart of each and every one of us. We also remember because of the danger of forgetting, that we become complacent and open the door for the repetition of the same evils, to do the same things again and again and again and again. If you study history and the news, you have to ask the question, can we learn to be different? Can we really? Well, the other part of our remembering today is that we have two great symbols of sacrifice. When we get to the cenotaph, we'll put down wreaths of poppy to mark respect and thankfulness for those lives lost, for all of those damaged and injured through war, those men and women and children, those families and communities that have borne the cost of it. Not just our community back in the day, but the communities that still, and the families that still, and the children and parents that still bear the cost, all for the benefit of others. But we lay down our wreaths beneath an even greater symbol of sacrifice, the cross of Jesus, where God's Son laid down his life for us, unjustly tried, tortured and murdered as a result of the latent evil within humanity. People like me. People like you. Yet, in doing so, Jesus won the battle to end all battles, the battle of good over evil, achieved not by war, but by love. Now, that famous line on the board on the cenotaph that John just read, no one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends. The cross of Jesus stands over the names of local fallen ones, over the wreaths of our poppies, to remind us that they have followed a similar pattern of self-sacrifice. But as our passage says, that if we come to Jesus and abide in him, that means connect, root ourselves into him as our source of life and purpose, living and obeying his commandments, the potential for evil that lies inside each one of our hearts can be transformed by God's goodness and into great fruitfulness, bringing peace and wholeness for ourselves and for our whole world one step closer. The television once again tells us that Christmas is coming, doesn't it? The adverts are out. And in that moment, we will remember angel choirs singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, that the Prince of Peace has been born." Because that is what Jesus longs to bring into our lives. That's what he longs to bring into our world. A peace and a freedom greater than bought to us, and at a greater cost for us, even than the lives of those fallen who we remember today.